songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a radio show featuring songs written by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans. I'm your host, Carl Enbihan. For the next 2 hours, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Exit 12 to Moscow, south of Portal Lane, Highway 95, in a gentle rain, sipping from a thermos, simmering my mind, following the roads, interpreting the signs. Exit 12 to Moscow, the forest disappear, prairies open up, mountains flatten out. Exit 12 to Moscow, I drive a stretch alone. It's just another place I cannot call my home. Well, to Moscow, there's not a lot to do. I'm tired of cafes, and I'm not a man for booze. One day I'd like to marry, realign my life. It's hard to find a friend, how can I find a wife? Exit 12 to Moscow, the forest disappear, the prairies open up, mountains flatten out. Exit 12 to Moscow, I drive a stretch alone. It's just another place I cannot call my home. Pilots spray the crops to increase yields. Bound to feed the nation, every hungry soul. Bound to feed this man who's wandering alone. Exit 12 to Moscow, the forest disappear. The prairies open up, mountains flatten out. Exit 12 to Moscow, I drive a stretch alone. It's just another place I cannot call my home. Roots are growing deep and pushing me aside. It's no place for a stranger without a family. But no matter where I live, I always want to leave. Exit 12 to Moscow, the forests disappear. The prairies open up, the mountains flatten out. Exit 12 to Moscow, I drive a stretch alone. It's just another place I cannot call my home.
course, is the very smooth sound of Mr. Ben Hogenson. Ben is from Twin City area, and he sings lyrics that often illuminate personalities of Americana. And notice how he said Moscow. He did not say Moscow. He pronounced it the way the Idahoans do, Moscow. And while we're on that subject, being an ex-English teacher and your host, Carl Unbehound, let's say Boise correctly. Let's aspirate the S. It's not Boise, it's Boise. Even professional sports announcers can't get that right. So everyone all together, one, two, three. Boise, Boise, Boise. Yes, the hometown of my good buddy and history teacher here at Northland College in Thief River Falls, Mr. Jack, oops, Dr. Jack Heyman, Boise, Idaho. Well, welcome to another live edition of Minnesota Homebrew. We've got new songs tonight, and we have a new artist tonight. We'll be introducing her here in about 10, 15 minutes. But first, here's Awkward Sorrows with That Other Guy here on MHB. Sorrows. That's Bill Geezy's new group from the Twin City area. They played last summer here at our Riverfest in Thief River Falls, and we enjoyed them very, very much. Also in that group is Rob Coleman on mandolin and Jim Nee on dobro guitar. And the song before that, of course, Ben Hogenson was talking about how the mountains flatten out. Boy, we sure know what that's like up here in northwestern Minnesota, where we say it's so flat you can watch your dog run away for 3 days. Well, up next, a man whose musical resume is a mile long. It goes back to a rock and roll teen band from Mankato, Minnesota, from the mid-60s, maybe even a little earlier, called The Gestures. They had a mega hit throughout the country, I believe, called Run, Run, Run. Here's Dale Menton from his Download Me CD. This song's titled Meet Me in the Middle.
You don't have to be left, and I don't have to be right. There's room in the middle if we choose not to fight. We could lose some pride for just one night. If we try just a little, we might see eye to eye. So I'll meet you in the middle anytime you want. I'll meet you in the middle, try to work things out. We may have to worry, 'cause there may come a day when what we believe in may push us both away. So we should take it easy when choosing what to say. But more than likely, no one's gonna change. But I'll meet you in the middle anytime you want. I'll meet you in the middle, and we can work it out. I'll meet you in the middle any old day. I'll meet you in the middle, I'll meet you halfway. Sometimes we seem so far apart, a million miles in between us. Just a while, we're the same. So I'll meet you in the middle anytime you want. I'll meet you in the middle, and we can work things out. I'll meet you in the middle any old day. I'll meet you in the middle, I'll meet you halfway. I'll meet you in the middle, halfway.
That's Dale Menton. That's good advice, too. Meet me in the middle. I'd like to say hi tonight to some folks that are listening. Tyler Anderson in Thief River Falls, and Don Karski, who's a member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, as am I, is listening from his rural home near St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin, which also happens to be my, well, I guess the closest thing I have to a hometown. Yours truly was born in Racine, Wisconsin, way, way back in 1950, and grew up the first 6 years in Circle Pines, Minnesota, and then scooted across the border to St. Croix Falls, rural St. Croix Falls. Having a good time here tonight. Up next, Mr. Dennis Cook from Duluth, Minnesota. Dennis wants us all to know that his songs are all written by himself, but he hires out the production of his songs through a studio in Nashville. That way, his songs are quality produced for pitching to publishers and song contests. But he is definitely the songwriter, the owner of these songs, and the newest member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. Here's Dennis Cook with My Treehouse on Homebrew.
She lived right next door, and I would hear her feet shuffling across the lawn and climbing my tree. I'd look across the deck at her freckled face and tell her to get down, go back to her place. No, Gina, you can't be in my tree.
No, Gina. you can't be in my tree house. This tree house is only for boys. Later, many years, when I was home on break, Gina had grown. Stood out on the lawn below that old tree house, reminiscing of those days, and I felt like a louse. No, Gina, you can't be in my tree.
Dennis Cook. Now, I know Dennis is from the Duluth area. I said he's from Duluth, but it's a small town close to there. I'll have to research that and get back to you on that one. But he writes some mighty fine, smooth music. We're playing a lot of country tonight so far. Weird. Well, I'll have to change that when I bring my guitar out on the bottom of the hour and play a song for you. Say, you're listening to Minnesota Homebrew, where we do no redone, revised, remixed, reconstituted, rehashed, re-recorded, regurgitated, or reimagine music, nothing but pure original tunes by people who have a strong connection to Minnesota. You either live here, you're from here, or you went to college here, or something like that. Or your name is Minnesota. That's fine, too. Up next, someone new to Minnesota Homebrew. She's a young lady from down by the Faribault, Minnesota area, Webster, Minnesota, to be correct. And her name is Anna Marie Mitchell. She's personal and heartfelt, writes and sings with a passion and wisdom far beyond her mere, get ready for this, folks, wait for it, 16 years. Her debut album, Little Bird, bears testimony, or testament, I should say, to her unique vocals, smooth compositions, and fresh, thoughtful lyrics. Here's the title song from Anna Marie Mitchell's Little Bird CD here on Minnesota Homebrew.
Little birdie, her say goodbye, spread her wings and off you will fly. And maybe just jump out of this nest and don't forget to open your eyes. And it's been way too long now, you and me, can't you see there is never a forever? And I'll be honest now, you and I, soon you'll find that we are meant to be together. So little birdie, say goodbye, spread her wings and off you will fly. And maybe just jump out of this nest and don't forget to open your eyes. You gotta find what you want and get what you need, and I'll tell you right now that it's not me. But I know they're out there somewhere, someone for you, someone for me.
Springtime there. blossom sun, a sun so fair, on a field of wisdom there sweet lay. Blossom love, a love so fair, upon a field of wisdom there sweet lay, my lady. Only thoughts can inspire of how much I truly care, upon a face as soft as snow, I plant a kiss to springtime bear.
Mr. Jack Schauer from just across the border in Fargo. Who knows, maybe he lives in Moorhead. But if he's smart, he'll live in Fargo because the taxes are cheaper over there. Jack Schauer with Blossom Spring. And it is spring as of today here in the good old United States of America, northern Minnesota. But you wouldn't know it here because there's a pile of snow still and the banks are still up there 4 feet high. But slowly, slowly, like I'm fond of saying, it'll warm up by July. Up next, member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. If you want to know more about that wonderful organization, it's mnsongwriters.org. Leslie McKee with her playing partner, John Lyell. Here's Sunny Day on Minnesota Homebrew.
Till I drop 10 hours in a day, and I don't think it's gonna change. Don't like it a bit, and I really wanna quit, but too many damn bills to pay. Life is too short, and there's gotta be more than the corporate bow and chain. My buddy's kids, I better get them through the week, and I really, really need a break. The man's not looking after my well-being, so I gotta look out for my own. I don't have much to show for years of loyal service, and the days that are coming gone. So I got up this morning and I'm making a call. Can't stand to throw it away. Looks like a sunny day. Yeah. Well, there may be some who would call it cheating, but I definitely don't agree. It doesn't make any sense sitting there at your desk just praying for the lottery. Life is too short, gonna live a lot more before my retirement day. I deserve it and my mental health is well worth it, so I'm taking a little escape. No one's looking after my peace of mind, so I gotta take care of myself. I'm gonna seize the day and I'll do it again, and at the fireman's just as well. Called in this morning, had to bite my tongue, cause I really felt the urge to say, look like a sunny day, yeah. And I need a little sun today. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Leslie McKee and John Lyell. If you hang around a lot of the playing venues at the State Fair every year, you'll run into Leslie. She plays solo gigs, she plays with another group, and she's one talented lady. And boy, what guitar playing there by Mr. Lyell. Well, I have my guitar, and I know that my buddy Don Karski's listening. Don likes this song a lot. Wrote it about 15 years ago. Wrote it for my wife. It's kind of an odd love song because it says, I love you. But I'm so impressed by your ability to love that mine pales in comparison. I could yank the sun down from the sky, dance on the mountain tops, drink the ocean dry. I could do most anything at all. Turn back the hands of time, cause them to stall if I loved you even half as much if I loved you. Even half as much as you love me. Your love has me under duress. It has an excellence few do possess. In only you can I confide. Try as I may, I know I'll never quite ever love you even half as much if I loved you even half as much as you love me. Don't you get me wrong, I don't mean to speak so callously, but I can't begin to care the same way that you care for me. Undying love is mighty rare. It sends young ones to war to die in despair. Don't let me feel love's lonely bite. Try as I may, I know I'll never quite learn to love you even half as much if I love you even half as much as you love me. Song. It was fun to write. It's fun to play. Hope you enjoyed it. And as I promised last week, I have a new song that I'll be playing right around 8:30. Here's David Stoddard from Fergus Falls with Things I'll Never Understand.
Well, I've been around a while and I've learned a thing or two. Most have been forgotten, one thing I know is true. As I'm growing older, I can't help but see all the many things that have eluded me. I sit here and I wonder, I'm amazed, I truly am. The growing list of things I know we'll never understand. Politics and computers and woodworking and guys in sales. Physics and how a car works and why we're killing all the whales. And why a funeral costs so much and why libraries don't. And why is it that some girls will and some won't. Why are we all here? Is there some big master plan? You can add that to the list of things I'll never understand. songs, none of the window he sings. He buys her pretty flowers, and buys her all these things. Loves it when they're shopping, loves to go for walks. He sits there with wide-eyed rapt attention when she talks. She dumps him for the guy who treats her like garbage in a can. Well, you can add that to the list of things I'll never understand. Class. Spent the whole semester with my head stuck up my butt, and derivatives and functions, I used to know what those were. I remember Greek and squiggly lines, and the rest is all a blur. Turned my final test in blank, and out the door I ran. Well, you can add that to the list of things I'll never understand. Completely self-absorbed, a total navel gazer, you must be completely bored. And I lack definition, and I lack self-control. You must search the license for some matrimonial loophole. When you say you love me, I'm a very happy man. Well, you can add that to the list of things I'll never understand.
Happy goes away, the world is cold and gray. It's like evil spirits sucked out all my juice. Thanks to Ringo Starr, I know exactly what they are. I've been bitten by the blue meanie blues. Thanks to Ringo too, I have a way to shake them loose. I built a yellow submarine inside a song. I made it out of words and welded melody and chords. For when them blue meanie blues come along, here they come. Big blue mean too, so heavy they will drag you to the bottom. Ho, ho, ho. Up periscope, there's only one hope. Music is the only way to stop it. Can't be blue or mean in a yellow submarine. It's logically impossible to do. My band begins to play and all my troubles float away. I get back happy from the blue meanie blues. Big blue mean too, so heavy they will drag you to the bottom. Periscope, there's only one hope. Music is the only way to stop 'em. Can't be blue or mean in a yellow submarine. It's logically impossible to do. My band begins to play and all my troubles float away. I get back happy from the blue meanie blues. I slip into my submarine and surface from the blue meanie blues.
That's British Blues Invasion survivor and my friend, Nigel Egg. Nigel's in charge of setting up all of the venues for the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, and he put out a call for 3 dates coming up. They filled up right away, so he's going to come up with some new venues. If you join that wonderful organization, and you can join for the very first year, you get an associate membership for $20, and that includes all of the rights, all of the privileges, except for the TV tapings. What a time you'll have. You can even request to play at our venue at the State Fair this coming fall. So think about it, mnsongwriters.org. Well, up next, Michael Katz, a gentleman I met, I suppose, about a year and a half ago down in the Twin Cities. And Michael says that he was born in Ithaca, New York, began playing piano at the age of 7, and a concert by the Weavers during his freshman year in college got him hooked on folk music. Now, if you don't know who the Weavers are, you have no reference point. But if you do, then you know that Michael, well, like myself, is long in the tooth. But he is also long on entertainment value. You should have heard him play that night at Ginkgo's Coffee House. He played a song by Tom Lehrer from probably the late 50s and just bowled over the audience. Here's Michael Katz with Lonesome Banjo. You're listening to MHB.
Standing on the platform with my ticket in my hand, facing east and looking up the line, waiting for a train that seems to never want to come, heavy in my heart and in my mind. While over by the station house an old man sits and plays a banjo tune from many years ago, as if he were remembering a life much like my own, and he looks at me as if to say, I know. Listen to the tune he plays, the notes that fill the air, the silver sounds he makes upon the strings. Listen to the music of that old man by the door, listen to the lonesome banjo's ring. He does not speak a word, but then he has no reason to. His fingers on the strings are all he needs to say with simple eloquence exactly what I feel, as if he had a way my mind to read. There's something in the way he plays those minor harmonies that seem to be almost past his control, that sound as if they're coming from a million miles from here, that cut right through my skin and pierce my soul. Listen to the tune he plays, the notes that fill the air, the silver sounds he makes upon the strings. Listen to the music of that old man, listen to the lonesome banjo's ring. Now the hills are growing darker with the setting of the sun, but the old man shows no signs of slowing down. If anything, he's playing even faster than before, that chorus that keeps coming back around. Up the line, the whistle blows, the train is drawing near, and soon I will be many miles away. But the old man and his banjo will live on in memory. I'll hear his notes the rest of my born days. Listen to the tune he plays, the notes that fill the air, the silver sounds he makes upon the strings. Listen to the music of that old man by the door. Listen to that lonesome banjo's ring. Listen to the lonesome banjo's ring.
Sit here wondering what has changed.
My coffee tasted better yesterday.
Bought it from the same job I've been replaced.
My coffee tasted better yesterday.
Same old kitchen, same old cup, same old way I tend to drink the stuff up. Only thing added is a little tear.
Guess the coffee tasted better when you were here.
Mm-hmm. engine go for a ride.
The car's so quiet and I don't know why.
I haven't changed the funny way I drive.
The car's so quiet and I don't know why.
Same old chassis, tires and jacks. Same old route to there and back. Only thing missing is just the right song.
The car's so quiet now that you are gone.
I wake up, I look here and there. My smile's run off to I don't know where. Such a pretty day, so it don't seem fair.
My smile's run off to I don't know where.
Same old sun in the same old sky. Same old me, and I'm thinking I'll find the only thing that up and disappeared.
My smile stuck around when you were here.
Wondering what has changed.
My coffee tasted better yesterday.
Bought it from the same job I've been replaced.
My coffee tasted better yesterday.
Same old kitchen, same old cup. Same old way I tend to drink stuff up. Only thing added is a little tear.
I guess the coffee tasted better when you were here.
How can you not like that song? That's Ann Reed. She's performed on Good Morning America, A Prairie Home Companion, and All Things Considered. My, oh my. And that's titled Coffee Tasted Better When You Were Here. Well, up next, a gentleman named Arlo Cristofaro, armed with nothing but a guitar and 18 years of experience, 18 years of life experience. He writes songs that are filled with both youthful exuberance and sentimental reflections on the lessons he's gleaned from his short time on Earth. Here's Arlo Cristofaro with Kite String on MHB.
Do you recall when the lightning struck so bright? Tossed and turned in despite, and I watched the key tied to the kite string tight. You stood tall against the night. And do you recall the summer rain? How the wind stood still before it came. The water washed the leaves from the gutter drains and swept us away. So far along, when the time came, we cried till our tears were gone. Stayed outside, counting constellations, perplexed by how the world changes. Grabbed the old kite one last time, we'll forget the termination. The worry will fall from our faces, and we'll walk from the drains. Songs on our breath. When the time came, we screamed till there was nothing left. remember it all. As if looking through the great glass jar, blurry eyes magnify the stars, the clouds overhead carry droplets of sorrow from afar. And I still smell the storm in the yard, though the rain's known to bring aching and hardship. We fly our kites through the sky regardless.
Some nice finger picking, isn't it, Arlo Cristofaro? You know, Arlo, if you're listening, I was doing some work, as I always do, on Ancestry.com on my family. And on my mom's side, her father was full-blooded Italian. And I was going through all those records of relatives, and I saw a relative whose first name was Cristofaro. So I thought that was pretty cool, and I thought of you right away. Arlo's from the St. Cloud area. Well, up next is Duluth. Yes, from Duluth, Minnesota. Boy, I have so many artists in my mind, it gets kind of mixed up. But here's Barbara Jean with Flesh and Bones. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
Some
sweet song, Flesh and Bones by Barbara Jean. That's on a CD titled The Great Escape. Well, we're going to end up our one with Minnesota-based singer-songwriter who simply bills himself as the Pied Piper of Wuss Rock. He also has a long musical resume. Here's Jeremy Messersmith with I Want to Be Your One-Night Stand.
I know I may not look like much. Guess the years have been a little rough. I'm not worried, no, I've got it planned. I wanna be your one-night stand. We'll check into a dive motel. Carpet's worn and the curtains smell. TV's old wallpaper bland. I wanna be your one-night stand. Oh, we'll get drunk on a box of wine. Oh, making love underneath the vacancy sign. You don't have to meet my folks. I won't bore you with my stupid jokes. Just a guy with a minivan. I wanna be your one-night stand. Oh, we'll get drunk on a box of wine. Oh, making love underneath the vacancy sign. So let's leave the kids at home. You wear that blouse, I'll wear cheap cologne. Throw away our wedding bands. I wanna be your one night.